On in our sermon series this morning, we're going to talk about a lady by the name of Anna. And so you're going to see that she's very similar to Hannah in the way she lives her life and what that involves. And so we're back to the New Testament. And so I want you to turn to Luke 2. Our key verses are going to be verses 36 through 38, but I'm going to read to you from Luke 2, beginning at verse 21. Now, this would be right after the birth of Jesus. We're on day 8. And in Hebrew tradition, Hebrew law says that the male child must be circumcised on day 8. And so Mary and Joseph are going to go to the temple for this process to happen and to consecrate and dedicate their son to the Lord. And so this is where this takes place. And they're going to meet a man here by the name of Simeon. And Simeon has a premonition that he will see the Messiah before he dies. Simeon's a very old man, and Anna is there with him as well in the temple. There's just three short verses about Anna's life. That's all we have in Scripture, but we're going to learn a lot about who she is. And so we're going to set the stage in these verses as we read. And so the title of the message is Anna, the Faithful Witness. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before had been conceived. When the time of their purification according to the law of Moses had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves are two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory to your people Israel. The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at the very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, and he was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. The reading of the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, may you be our teacher this morning through your Holy Spirit. And Lord, I ask and I pray that these words be your words today. And Lord, teach us something new that refreshes our spirits and renews our willingness to serve you in the world that we live in. Lord, may that same spirit fall upon those who have gathered here today. May you open their souls and their minds and their hearts to receive your word. In Jesus we pray, amen. You maybe can't see this picture up there. It's kind of small, but this is a man that is climbing a rock surface on a mountain here in the United States. His name is John Crocker. There is a group of people throughout the United States How is your walk with God being lived out? How does that look? What does it look like from day to day? Remember I talked about being faithful and being consistent and focused in your spiritual life? What does that look like on Wednesday? What does that look like on Friday night or Monday morning? Or when you're having a bad day? Things aren't just going in your favor. What does that look like? And you understand the whole meaning of worship now, what that looks like in our lives? What are people seeing in the broad sense of worship I just described to you a little bit ago? What are they seeing? There's some tough questions for you here this morning, and I got a few more I want to run past you. And I don't do this to tear you down this morning, but to build you up and to reflect on your own spiritual life this morning compared to what Anna lived like. How do you compare to her example this morning? And you might say, well, I've got a little room for improvement. Well, we all have that. We can all do better. The thing is, are we continue to work on it? You know, we worship while we work, right? And we worship while we go to entertain ourselves. We worship when we go out to eat. We worship when we gather with family. So then let me ask you this question. You might be thinking, how can this be done? Because if life is constantly in worship and God's continually in my presence, this is such a heavy burden, and I can't handle this load. It's too much for me. Some days I feel like I'm broken or I don't understand because the presence of God is so heavy on me. And let me just say a couple things to that point. My answer to that question, you know, would it be exhausting to worship all the time? And my answer is no. It's not exhausting to worship all the time. In that broad sense that I described to you this morning, if we let worship become the way of life for us, you will actually be empowered by it in your life. You will be strengthened by it. You'll be filled with the Spirit, and your life will be so much lighter, and I want to say better, but not easier. So don't get those two confused. The way you think, the way you react, the way you respond should always be filtered through the Word of God. Anna did this for over 65 years as she lived amongst the temple life. She left a legacy. So let me ask you some more questions this morning about your life. She was gifted in knowing Scripture. She could speak it to those who needed to hear the Word of God. She had it in her mind, in her memory. She knew what people had to hear. She became one of the very first, besides Mary and Joseph and Simeon and a few other people like the wise men, to recognize who this Messiah was by the gift of the Holy Spirit. So you can about imagine they're in the temple and Simeon sees Mary and Joseph come in, and they're holding baby Jesus, and Simeon knows right away, this is the Messiah. She hears them talking over here, and they're having a conversation, and Simeon grabs the Messiah, the baby Jesus, and he prays for him and blesses him and so on, and Anna knows full well everything that's going on. Now, there's a lot of people in that time frame that had no idea who this Messiah was yet, but Anna knew. She had that special revelation in her life and a whole lot more. Remember, she was 85 years old when her prayer was answered, when she seen Jesus in the temple. And sadly, more than likely, Anna never got to see Jesus' ministry on earth because she would have passed away by then. She would have been well into her hundreds by the time Jesus started his ministry. But for Anna, she proclaimed his arrival. When people came into the temple courts to offer their sacrifices, she would tell people, the Messiah is here. The Messiah is here. It wasn't what they thought it was going to be, the Israelites, the Jewish people. They were looking for this great king to come riding on in this white horse and going to knock down all their enemies. But Jesus came humbly as a child to save the world. Notice there's a key word in the scripture we read this morning, a light to the Gentiles. Not only to the Jews and to the people of God, but a light to the Gentiles. Who are the Gentiles in that scripture this morning? Us. A light to the whole world. Anna understood that. She got that. And so that was her legacy. She talked to people about Jesus Christ and that the Messiah was here. So what is your legacy? What will your legacy be? What will people know you for? What will your family know you for? Your children and your grandchildren? What you stood for, what you believed in, what you talked about, what your priorities were in your life. What will your legacy be? Remember the story of John Bacher and his faithfulness to rock climbing? Remember the story of Anna and her faithfulness to Jesus Christ and proclaiming the Word of God? May you be faithful in your life to the ways of the Lord. And all of God's people said,